He's never moody in the morning. It's Taking the Lead with Ray Gustafson on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
8:11 on Taking the Lead. It's Thursday, May the 2nd, 2019. Glad you could join us this morning. And it's Thursday, so that means it's time for the Wow Factor with Danielle Crevier from St. Joe Today. Good morning, Danielle. How are you?
Good morning, Ray. Great.
Where's your coat?
It's I know. I was being hopeful.
Were you? Yeah. Well, you keep hoping for that.
Yeah, I know. I got an extra one at the office. So.
Do you? Okay. Well, it didn't do you any good driving in this morning.
I know.
So, but how you doing? You got a. We've got. And we say it every week, and I'm getting tired of saying it. I guess, but man, a big rundown again this weekend. A lot of exciting
big
things.
Big weekend for us. Yeah, we're really excited. Spring is here. Summer's on its way shortly, so we are ready for it.
But if we can just get through they said April. April showers bring May flowers, and it's already the 2nd of May, and there's still rain in the forecast. So we April's done. Rain, come
exactly.
on. We need to get to those May flowers.
This weekend looks great, though. So.
It does. Yeah, it does. A little bit of rain, maybe early Saturday morning, but then it should dry out the rest of the day.
Yes,
and then maybe 70 on Sunday.
Ooh, that would be beautiful.
All right, so what's going on?
Yeah, let's do a quick rundown of what's happening this weekend. Kicking things off today and tonight, actually, we've got the Family Fun Night, America, the Places You Will Go, at the Silver Beach Carousel. And that is a celebration of the upcoming Blossom Time Parade this weekend on Saturday. We've also got Team Trivia out at Sister Lakes Brewing. We've got Pedals to Pints at Watermark Brewing. And the Blossom Time Youth Parade is happening today at 5. There's also the Church Rummage Sale. They've got today from 10 to 7 and also tomorrow from 10 to 3. That's over at the St. Joe First UMC. There's a lighthouse painting class from 6 to 9 with JLN Studios. And there's a music box recital with Mike Coach and his student performances happening tonight at the Box Factory at 7 p.m.
All right. Well, thank you. So, wait, right. That's not
oh, no,
it?
That's not even the end of Thursday.
That's not even it? Okay.
It's not. We've got some music trivia happening at Lake House this evening, Lake House Restaurant and Bar. We've got Tapas and Teenies, a ladies' night out happening over at Plinks. And then we've got happy hours over at The Buck, Tabor Hill, and the Bistro on the Boulevard.
Okay, and that's Thursday.
That's today.
That's today. Okay, all right.
So heading right into tomorrow, Friday, we've got the Series 3 Art Exhibition opening reception from the Box Factory for the Arts, and that's happening at 5:30. We've got Spirits of Spring from 6 to 9 with Journeyman Distillery. We've got the Wild Game Dinner over at the Chapel. Now, the dinner is sold out, but they are selling tickets for the presentation.
Right. Yep.
So catch that. And then Lazy Ballerina is actually having their sangria release, so it's single and ready to mingle. That release is happening this weekend, and you can try it for free if you stop in their location. It's also the start of their summer hours tomorrow, so they are ready in Bridgman and in St. Joe.
I think we're all ready. Yeah.
Yes, we are all ready. And they've got some live music featuring Sugar and the Mint and Chain Station over at the Livery tomorrow night at 8. And then again, we've got some happy hours at Tabor Hill and the Buck. And then heading right into Saturday, we've got the big Grand Floral Parade.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, so we're very excited. And they've also got their 40th annual Run for the Bud. So that's the 5K run walk that's happening at 10:30 a.m. right on Main Street in downtown St. Joe. That's for Blossom Time. And then also the Blossom Time Grand Floral Parade, if you haven't heard of it.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
happening at 1 on Saturday. So
yeah. I'm not familiar with it.
What is it?
Yeah. I have no idea.
It's actually exciting. They're celebrating their 113th year this year of the festival itself. So that's pretty cool.
I just have to say, I'm really a fair complected person, as you know. In fact, I sunburn in fluorescent lighting. But I was down there last year, and it's supposed to be decent Saturday. But I think by the time the parade starts, but I got burned so bad last year standing out there watching it. Stupidly didn't bring a hat, and I tried to get into the shade, and I was in misery the rest of the weekend, but I certainly, absolutely enjoyed the parade.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I've gotten sunburned as well. You don't think about it, because it's still a little cooler, but it's always beautiful, so make sure to bring your sunscreen.
There you go. I'll have extra if anybody needs some.
There you go, just find Ray.
Yeah.
And then there's actually a sangria party happening out at the Round Barn Winery, so they're releasing their sangria as well, and their red sangria is also canned now, so you can find that at all their Round Barn locations or all the Morsch Hospitality locations, as well as, I believe, Meyer. So that's pretty exciting, too. And then we've got some free tastings happening after the Blossom Time Parade at Purely Michigan with Ludington Bay Brewery Company from 3 to 5. And then we've got a Taco Fiesta Saturday happening at the Hilton Garden Inn.
Fun.
So Yeah, right in time for Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, tacos are great, yeah.
Yeah. And then, of course, wrapping up the weekend on Sunday, we've got Antiques on the Bluff happening from 10 to 5. So we are very excited over in our office for that.
Yeah.
That happens, just as a reminder, the first Sunday of each month, May through October. So join us in Lake Bluff Park for our monthly treasure hunt.
Say that one three times fast, right?
I said it slowly, so I wouldn't. I said it was a treasure hut over on the coast earlier. So.
Oh, is that what?
Yeah. It's like, that would be cool, though. And then, of course, we've got some live music happening at Dublon. We've got Jammin' in the Vineyard. That's returning to Round Barn as well this weekend. We've got a Sunday Fun Day at the Box Factory featuring Campfire Stew with special guest Dee Dee and the Dream. That's happening from 1 to 3, so it's a great family event. And then the City of St. Joseph, their Parks Advisory Board, is actually looking for volunteers this weekend. They're hosting Whirlpool Centennial Park Spring Cleanup from noon to 3. So you don't have to sign up or anything. You can just show up down there, but they're just cleaning out the whole area, getting ready for spring and summer. And we've got Cinco de Mayo happening over at Chili's. You can enjoy some specials and a DJ. We've got a culinary class that you have to register for, but Perennial Accents is hosting those. So actually, if you can't go this weekend, check out some of their upcoming classes. And then we've got a food truck, Woodstock and Grill, happening over at Watermark.
Okay, and that's just Thursday. No, I'm kidding.
You're right. That's just Thursday. Yeah.
Wow. So I don't know how you... this is your exercise, right? I mean, this is your aerobics with all this stuff going on. So you brought some fine young ladies in as guests this morning to talk with us. Tell us who you brought in and what we're going to talk about.
Yeah, we've got Jeannie and Carla, and they're from the Monday Musical Club. So they're here to tell us a little bit about it and what's going on over there for them.
Good morning, Jeannie and Carla. How are you?
Good morning. Great. How are you?
Glad to have the both of you here. So begin. Tell us all about it. What is it? In case people listening don't know, because you asked me that question. I don't know much about it. Tell me.
Monday Musical Club was started in this area in 1908, so we're 111 years old. We're only 2 years behind Blossom Time.
Not us.
And the purpose is just to get people together to enjoy music. We've had all kinds of programs over the years, and one of our big goals is to support our students in their music education. Mm-hmm. And to give scholarships. We're one of the few clubs in Michigan who provide full scholarships for their students. We have a scholarship competition every January, and we give a lot of money.
Yeah.
We've given, literally, in the last 5 years, we've given almost $45,000, and we've been giving scholarships for over 60 years.
That's awesome.
And speaking of scholarships, this Monday... we will have our scholarship winners, four of the five. Two will be playing piano, and two will be playing violin. They all won full scholarships to summer camps of their choosing. And we will also have performing three of the junior club officers. And I think if you come to that program, or if you come to the junior club any Saturday in certain months of the year, you will find that our students are just amazingly talented, and we're very excited about having them perform for us on Monday.
And where are they going to be performing at again?
We will be at the Heritage Museum and Cultural Center on Main Street in St. Joe at 7 p.m.
At 7 p.m. Monday. Is it free, or is there a ticket to get in, or how do we find out about that? Or
all of our programs are free.
Wow.
We will accept a donation, should you wish to give, as you leave. And we will gratefully accept those because they help us continue our great programs.
I'm glad to be able to bring that to you. You just mentioned Ray when you get there, and they'll let you in for free because I'm just kidding. So we haven't let your friend talk yet. So she's just kind of sitting there smiling.
Well, Jeannie's got some great information.
Okay, Jeannie, take it away. Take it away.
Our next program after that will be Monday, June 3rd, at the First Congregational Church in St. Joseph on Niles, and it's the Choral Day program. It'll be at 1 o'clock. Ooh, I had frogs for breakfast.
Sorry. Did you? Okay.
And our own Monday Musical Club chorus will be singing. Carrie Vandenberg will be directing, who's also one of the three divas, and Karen West will accompany, and Mike Perkins will be on the saxophone.
Wow. That sounds fun. And that's when? You said that coming up on the 3rd?
That will be Monday, June 3rd at the First Congregational Church at 1 o'clock. But I am new to the community. I've been here 3 years, and I've always sung in choirs and had a little bit of vocal training, but I just wanted to sing. And I, where can I sing? And I was told about this group, and I found out most of them have their masters in music, and they play instruments, and they lead choirs, and I was in pretty heady company. But they even accepted me. So we are looking for new members. If you love to sing and you can carry a tune, please try out. We would love to have you. It's fun.
And that performance on the 3rd is free as well, probably a free will offering, I would guess.
But, exactly. But, yeah. All of our programs are free. It's free entertainment. It's excellent.
Yeah, glad to have it. That's fun. So again, it's the June 3rd. I know it's a month, almost a little over a month away. And at what time and where?
It's 1 o'clock at the First Congregational Church in St. Joe on Niles.
Okay. Will you come back on the show here before June 3rd and talk to us about it again?
We would love to.
Yeah, you're invited back anytime. Yeah, we'd love to have you come back as we get closer and we know a little more about what's going to happen. I'd love to have you back on the show. So,
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit more about it. So Carla, what else? Anything else?
Just want to let you know we're always welcoming new members. The only requirement to join with us is to like music.
Really?
We have no educational requirements. We have no age requirements.
I'm in.
No. We would welcome you with open arms, Ray.
No educational requirements. That's how I got on the radio. No, I'm kidding. So, Carla, Jeannie, thank you so much for bringing us up to date on that. This is some good information, and you're welcome on the show anytime. Glad to have you.
May I give you our website address?
Oh, yeah. I was just going to say, let's give that little plug out.
It's www.mmc.org.
mmc.org. That's easy to remember. mmc.org. Awesome. Thank you so much. And then, Danielle, anything else for the good of the order?
Just waiting for that last part. Of course, barbecue, blues, and bluegrass tickets are always on sale. They're on sale right now. That is happening Saturday, May 18th. We're very excited. It's coming up quickly.
Yeah.
But you can always visit us at stjuderday.com for more information. You can like us on social media or stop in our Welcome Center. We're located at 301 State Street in downtown St. Joe across from the Chocolate Cafe.
Awesome. Ladies, thanks for coming in this morning. Stay dry. It's supposed to rain a little later on. Take the umbrella, right? All right.
Thanks, Ray.
Pleasure, Ray.
Thanks, Ray.
Talk to you soon.